Hello, group leader friends, Pastor Kevin, Pastor Vince, Resident Emily with you again. And this is podcast number 53. And today we're going to talk about your group night meeting and about relational time versus Bible study and discussion time. So with us today is Brendan and Rachel Ross, who've been leading a while. Guys, tell the friends who you are and what you do at Grace.
My name is Brendan Ross. We've been going to Grace for about 20 years. We've served in the kids ministry. We've led Grace Group for about 14, 15 mm-hmm. years, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, we're helping with high school student ministry, prayer team at the chapel, all sorts of stuff. So.
Nothing to add.
That's it.
Yep. I'm Rachel Ross, and I help support as much as I can.
There you go. So, guys, what would you say, as you've been around Grace for a long time and been doing group stuff, what's the purpose of group, and how does that shape our discussion around the balance between building relationships and Bible study?
I would say that the purpose of group is to try and move our people into deeper relationship with Jesus. I think that the growth that happens ideally is probably growth in the depth of their faith. But we have some people in our Grace groups too who they haven't fully put their faith in Jesus. So whatever steps they're kind of moving forward towards Jesus, I would say, is kind of the goal.
So. And I think when people obviously are in church, they don't always have relationships with people. So these Grace groups are really crucial to developing relationships mm-hmm. so we can live Jesus-centered lives together. We're not meant to do this alone.
Yeah.
So I think that's it's just community is such an important part of mm-hmm. what we do as Christians.
So I think we would all agree that both building relationships which keeps us all accountable and engaged and in church, mm-hmm. as well as Bible studies, they're both important.
Absolutely.
How do you balance the two? Is there a ratio? Mm-hmm. Is there a time? Like, what do you guys think about that?
I think at first, just depending on your relationship with the people who are coming to your group, you usually err on one side versus the other. Like, if it's a brand new group and nobody mm-hmm. knows each other, sometimes a leader might just err on the side of, all right, let's get this lesson done, because they don't feel comfortable, relationally with the people. But on the flip side, if it's a bunch of people who know each other well, you err on the other side, but you have to find that balance, I think.
Mm-hmm. I almost can see it the opposite. Like, if you don't know the people in your group or you're a newer group, you might want to lean on the relationship side more to get to know people, because it's hard to speak truth into people's lives when you don't know them.
I think I've always said with brand new group leaders, like the first semester, you're probably building relationships. Mm-hmm. You'll get to the meat of the issue
yeah.
in the second semester.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay.
Yeah. And I think it depends. Like, our group, we've had people in our group for 10 years, and we have a couple who just joined this year. And so there's a balance between, like, making them feel welcome
yep.
as a new couple and getting to know them, but also bringing them, like, through the history of your group so they don't feel left out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a balance, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What would you guys say your experience has been with this issue, and how have you seen groups balance this well or not in groups you've been a part of or led?
So we've been in, like, probably for our first 5 years of marriage or four,
mm-hmm.
we were in a Grace group where we weren't leaders, so we were just a part of the group. And they would do, like, game nights and different, which I am not a game person, and they wouldn't tell anyone. And so we'd show up, and they're like, game night, and I'm like, no. But I think you have to have, like, discernment with your group. Like, what does yeah. your group need? And I think being prayerful over your group and just the shepherding of your group, just asking the Lord to direct you, because we've changed how we've done things in the past. I mean, I can go into, like, how our group looks, like, what we do. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
So, like, the first 15 minutes we catch up. Like, we all know each other now. We've been established for a while, but we catch up for 15 minutes. And then it's like, I'm very much the keeper of the time. And so I'm, because I want to be respectful of people's time.
Yeah.
And then we actually pray And then we actually do worship together. And that was someone's advice or their suggestion. They're like, can we just open up in a song together? And it's just a worship video, like, on the TV. Yeah. And we just go through that and we sing it together. And the kids are with us singing it as well. So it's really beautiful. And it just helps our hearts to, like, calm and just be before the Lord. Yeah. And then we just go into the message guide after that. We set a boundary, like, we end on time, and if people want to talk and communicate afterwards, we, like, have 15 minutes or 30 minutes for that. Yeah. We don't do prayer requests like probably most groups do. We do it through the GroupMe app.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, on the spot, if someone needs prayer, they, like, send it through the GroupMe, and we can mm-hmm. pray right then for it. So we are constantly in touch with each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do I remember right? You guys stopped doing snack a while ago.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that was something. So... Mm-hmm. That was an issue, I think, with the first group that we had joined, and we did snack for a really long time too. The problem with it was, besides the organizational piece, and people sometimes flaking out,
mm-hmm.
was that it took up and ate so much time, mm-hmm. and it just, I think it set the wrong tone sometimes.
More of a distraction than it was like a fellowship time together.
Yeah, and the only other thing I would add as far as, like, the relational aspect is every once in a while, like, we kind of feel, hey, we need a break from kind of the normal message guide, and we need to do something where we're getting in deep with our people mm-hmm. rather than just the 15-minute social time. So mm-hmm. We've periodically had times where people, and sometimes we tell them, sometimes we don't, they'll show up, and we say, we want to hear kind of what's going on with you. What is God teaching you right now? What is something that we can pray for you? I forget what the other thing is. And then, like, we literally all as a group pray for that person. Mm-hmm. So we give people, an allotted time to share, because I think that the constriction of time places kind of this mental urgency to put value on what am I about to tell people.
Mm-hmm.
And we give people more time if they need more time. But, like, it has really helped connect a lot of people on a deeper level mm-hmm. than just, like, oh, work is really difficult, and my uncle passed away, or, you know, whatever was going on. It's made some connections.
The members of our group love it. Yeah. And, like, this past year, we've been telling them ahead of time, like, you prep for the night. Like, this is your night to, like, share. Yeah. And it gives them ownership, and it kind of develops them as leaders, too, mm-hmm. because they have to prep for it. They have to know what they're going to say, and then they get to share in front of everyone.
That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Yeah, I love that.
And we've done, like, 5 people a night. So, like, we break it up throughout the year. So 5 people go maybe quarterly or so.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So on a night that you guys have, like, a normal group and you have that fellowship time, I know it can be sort of hard sometimes not to let that, like, go too long or to, like, take over the whole group. So, like, do you guys have any advice for group leaders on how you can sort of, like, naturally or gently move people out of that time mm-hmm. or transition out of that time or encourage people to, like, you know, get started in the discussion?
I would, for us, we haven't done it, but I know that so I'm a teacher by trade, and I think a lot of times putting that physical countdown timer on, you know, your TV or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
it just gives that, you know, that idea of, okay, I gotta come to closure within, you know, the next 30 seconds or whatever in this conversation. You know, we just, the way that we are with our group, we're able to just kind of say, like, all right, everybody, we're going to get started. And people kind of, like, murmur out the rest mm-hmm. of their conversation to the person. And then, you know, we get going. But
sometimes just being funny about it, like, y'all, we love that you're talking, but we have to, like, get started.
I feel like that's mine.
Just, like, sometimes just saying it.
You know, we're all kids at heart. Sometimes you just, you know,
just
that structure is helpful, and sometimes you just got
to
say it.
And I think you have to have discernment on what's going on, too.
Yeah. In my group, we gather around the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
They have a big island in the middle, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I go sit down, they follow.
They know.
Did you tell them ahead of time this is what we're doing?
No.
They just know.
Nice. You just have that air about you, yeah.
Leadership.
Yeah.
Okay, so... unfortunately, we're out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, friends, for joining us and sharing your experiences with us. Group leaders, I pray that you've heard something from Brendan and Rachel that you can implement into your group life and go from there. So thank you, guys. Would there be one more thing you'd tell people, if you could? One nugget?
I would say our God's a God of relationship, and it's important for us to include that in what we're doing with people when we're shepherding people. Like, Jesus was living life with people. We need to do that. People are not going to be vulnerable, and they're not going to share, and they're not going to be open and honest if we're not, you know, relational with them.
So. 100%. Absolutely. Guys, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming
thank
in.
You. Yeah, thank you.
Group leaders, we'll talk to you next week. God bless.
Let's scroll all the way down to the bottom.